What did you, what were your plans before the war? What were you going to do when you grew up?
I really couldn't tell you because I was too young. I was only 14 years old. When I was 16, I was already in camp. Even before I went into camp, the first 2 years, you know, you had to go to work and work for the Germans. Do all kind of all kind of work. In the winter, you clean the snow on the highways. And in summer, you had to clean. There we had a little lake there, and we had to clean the lake all summer through. And then finally, when you get to the camp, but I was too young actually to realize. To think about the future.
I know that none of your family survived. Did you have any friends from the village that survived?
From the whole 1,000 people that we had, 1,000 families, that after the war, which I have a picture of them, we were maybe 30. That survived, and they're scattered. Some of them are in America, all over scattered in America. Some of them are in Israel, and some are even in France.
Did you go to the World Gathering? Did you
no.
In Israel?
No, I wish I would.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about your experiences after the Germans came. Was your family together right after the Germans came, or did they split you up right away?
The only one who was split was my brother, who went. The first time they took him to work and they beat him up, and the next day him and quite a few friends of his. They just went to Russia the next day. So he was the first one to be split up from the family. And the rest of... Oh, and my brother, when the war broke out, he was in the Polish army. And he was taken in a prisoner of war and then released to be taken again to camp.